WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to another episode of Stoic State of Mind. Ever feel like you're just navigating life solo? Like you're surrounded by people, but truly connecting with a community that gets you? Well, that feels elusive. Trust me, I get it. We live in this fast-paced world where it can feel like everyone is scrambling just to keep up. But here's the thing. Humans are wired for connection. We thrive on belonging, on sharing our experiences, and learning from each other. Today, we're diving into something that's absolutely essential for cultivating a strong Stoic state of mind. Building a supportive and loving community. Because let's face it, even the most disciplined and resilient individual need a tribe to lean on, to celebrate victories with, and to offer support during those inevitable stumbles. So how do we actually go about creating this sense of belonging? Here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to really grab onto. First off, understand that community isn't just about finding like-minded people who share your interests. It's about fostering genuine connections with individuals from all walks of life. Think about it. The most enriching relationships often come from those unexpected places where you learn something new or gain a different perspective. It's not always about agreeing, but about respectfully engaging in meaningful dialogue and expanding your understanding of the world. Second, be the kind of person you want to connect with. Show up authentically, be open and vulnerable, and offer genuine support and encouragement to others. Remember, building a strong community is a two-way street. You can't expect to reap the rewards without putting in the effort to nurture those connections. Third, prioritize quality over quantity. It's not about having hundreds of acquaintances, it's about cultivating a few deep, meaningful relationships that truly enrich your life. Think about those individuals who consistently lift you up, challenge you to grow, and make you feel seen and heard. Those are the folks who deserve your time and attention. Fourth, find common ground. Look for opportunities to connect with people through shared interests, hobbies, or values. This could be anything from joining a book club to volunteering in your community. Remember, finding that shared space can be the catalyst for building lasting bonds. And finally, don't be afraid to reach out. Building a supportive community takes effort and courage. Don't wait for others to initiate, take the first step and extend an invitation. You might be surprised by how many people are looking for that same sense of connection. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of deadlines, emails, and never-ending tasks? You know that feeling when you just want to scream into the void and say enough is enough. Well, let me tell you, I've been there. And it's not pretty. But what helped me weather those storms? A kick-ass support system. Think of it like this. Imagine yourself carrying a heavy backpack on a long hike. It's exhausting, right? Now imagine having friends join you on the trail, sharing the load and offering words of encouragement along the way. Suddenly, that hike feels less daunting, doesn't it? That's the power of community. When you have people who understand your struggles, celebrate your victories, and offer a listening ear when things get tough, life just becomes a little bit easier. So remember these key takeaways. Cultivate genuine connections, be the kind of person you want to connect with, prioritize quality over quantity, find common ground, and don't be afraid to reach out. These aren't just words, they are practical steps you can take right now to build a supportive and loving community around yourself. And trust me, the impact will ripple through every aspect of your life. You'll feel more grounded, supported, and ultimately happier. Now, I want to hear from you. What steps are you taking to build a stronger community in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using #StoicStateOfMind. And remember, folks, we're all in this together. Let's create a world where connection and support thrive. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building that amazing community.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.